بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, we were talking about the rules regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. We continue inshallah by mentioning one of the name, one of the rules regarding to Allah's name, that we are not allowed to give him any name it doesn't mention in the Quran and the Sunnah. We are not allowed to call him any name it doesn't come in the Quran and the Sunnah. Because you will see people giving Allah names, call him names, and it's not in the Quran and the Sunnah. For example, some people saying Huda Hafiz. Huda Hafiz. Not from his name is Huda. It's not his name, one of his names. We shouldn't call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any name if it doesn't come in the Quran. For example, in the Sham, in Syria, and or Jordan, places there, they said Allah Abu Khayma Zarga. Abu Khayma Zarqa. When they look at the sky, it's blue. They said, oh, he is the one who has a blue tint. A blue tint, which is not of his name, that he, the one who has a blue tint. It's not like this. Or they call him, give him Ya Sabbah, as in some area in Egypt, for example. He said, Ya Sabbah, Ya Kareem. Ya Sabbah. Sabbah is not one of his names to call him that. And there's names also people using it and it's not from Allah's name. For example, Sattar. There's nothing in the Quran and Sunnah, Sattar. The name in the Quran and Sunnah is Sittir, not Sattar. Inna Allah Sittirun yuhibbu Sittir. One of the names people giving to Allah, not of his name, also Al-Waris, Abdul Waris, and not of his name is Al-Waris. It's one of his actions, he mentioned in the Quran, يَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا, but it's not a name. Also, people say Abdul Mun'im. That's a very famous name, and not of his name is Al-Mun'im. It doesn't come in the Quran and Sunnah. Al-Mun'im. He's right. He's the one who blessed us with the blessing. But not his name, Al-Mun'im. And other names. A lot of people using it. And call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Qadim. For example, and not of his name, Al-Qadim. And here, when we translate the name to English, it became one of his name or not? Like, is his name the Merciful? Here really it needs to little bit to think about. If you mean the meaning of the name, that's true. But if it's the name itself, what I like from the opinion of scholars is not, it's not one of his names, so you're not allowed to say Abd the Merciful, Abd the Merciful. You couldn't say that. Inna Abd al-Rahman, Abd al-Rahman. Because you couldn't get the whole meaning in one word in English or two words. And also one of the rules regarding Allah's names and attributes that we are not allowed to make ilhad in His name. Ilhad can be by deny His name, deny. And deny His name that some people say they don't accept this name. Like the kuffar, when the Prophet ﷺ wanted to write the agreement between him and the Kuffar, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They said, who is ar-Rahman? We don't know who is ar-Rahman. Just, they denied his name. قالوا, مَا الرحمن? What's ar-Rahman? We don't know ar-Rahman. So they denied this ilhad, this haram. And denying his name also by, listen, not only to deny the name, one of ilhad is to belie on his name. Belie, yani, to lie and give him names, it's not, it doesn't come in the Quran as I just mentioned. And one of the ilhad also I mentioned before is to make his name in a wrong way. Like you say, Abu al-Hakam, the father of Allah, or you give his name to, like Abu, you know, Abu Muhammad, yeah, your son is Muhammad, you call yourself Abu Muhammad, I'm father of Muhammad. Some people say Abu, that man he came, he said Abu al-Hakam, the Prophet said, don't say that because Allah is al-Hakam. And I said also, regard to this, like this very famous da'iya, Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi, Abu al-A'la is not right, it's haram, you should change it. And, because Allah is al-A'la, not Abu al-A'la, he's not the father of Allah. Also Abu al-Nur, Ummu al-Nur, Abu al-Nur, the father of the Nur, al-Nur, one of Allah's names. And also, that this is some kind of ilhad. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna akhna al asma'i 'inda Allah malik al amlak," which is you call yourself a name which should be only for Allah. Here's a problem. How we can make a difference between the names that should be only for Allah and names we can call for others, even if it's Allah's name. Now I have a question. All Allah's names, we're not allowed to give it to others? Huh? We cannot use add al? No, that's not right. Allah said in the Quran, He said, Al-Malik. Right? وقال الملك ائتوني به الملك and his name is الملك see العزيز are we allowed to say العزيز he's العزيز a person he العزيز no yes we can Allah said in the Quran وقالت امرأة العزيز yeah name العزيز name It's a name. Even if it's a nickname, it's a name. I said, you are Ar-Rahim. You are As-Sami'. Allowed or not? How we can judge this? I'll tell you the rule. First, if the meaning only can be used to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not allowed to give it to others. The meaning itself is only for Allah. Like, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the one who owns the Day of Judgment. You cannot give this name to anyone. The King for all the kings. It's only for Allah. You can't give it to anyone. Rabbun Nas, the Lord of the human beings. It's only for Allah. The meaning itself is tell us that this only meaning for Allah. Ar-Rahman. It means a complete merciful. Which is, shouldn't be to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that Musaylama al-Kadhdhab. You know Musaylama? Huh? Musaylama. Inshallah, if we have time, we can talk short time about Musaylama al-Kadhdhab. The one who has the opposite miracle. Inshallah. Remind me tomorrow in the session about Prophet.
I'll tell you. He has miracle, but opposite miracle. He has a very funny story. So, Musaylama, he claimed himself that his name is Ar-Rahman. And this is not Allah, because Ar-Rahman is complete merciful. This form is only for Allah. Second thing, if the name, when we add Al, this Al, Al, Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Hakim, Al-Hakim, okay? Al. Al, this two letters in Arabic, it has two meanings. One, it can be Al-Ahdiyah, which it means the one who has wisdom, original wisdom. In this case, you can use it for yourself. You call yourself Al-Hakim. Ja Al-Hakim, and Ja Tabib. Okay? Al-Malik, because he's a ruler, like any a king. You can use it this way. But if Al, it means Al-Mustaghriqa lil-Jins, يقول اللغة العربية. It means the complete. It's complete, it's perfect. In this case, we are not allowed to use it for the human being, we use it only for Allah. If you mean Al-Malik, يعني the perfect, the complete king, or the complete wisdom, this is only for Allah. The perfect mercy is only for Allah. You're not used to use it for the human being. You see the difference now? How we use this to form? So if it's used Al, then you mean that, or you mean that. By this way you can know when you are allowed to call people, for example, Al-Hakim or not, or Al-Aziz or not. Also from Al-Ilhad, among the Ilhad in Asma'illah, and Allah has warned us, if anyone make Ilhad in Allah's names or attributes, his punishment will be in the hellfire. He will be punished in the hellfire. And deny one kind of denying Allah's names and attributes, that you deny the meaning of the name. Like those people who said Allah is Al-Alim. He gave him a name Al-Alim, which means he's the highest. He's above everything. And he said Allah is in everywhere. Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his knowledge is everywhere. He knows everything. But himself is in everywhere. A'udhu billah. He said, I said, what's the meaning of he is the highest? He is above us. And he denied this meaning by saying, no. As some groups said, they used to say in sujood, Subhana Rabbi al asfal. A'udhu billah. They need to glorify Allah that he is under my knees. They claim that Allah is under their knees. And this is a kufr billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne. As it's mentioned 7 times in the Quran clearly. And the throne is above all the creation. Then, and somebody saying Allah, one of his names that he is Al-Aziz or Al-Hakim, that he has a wisdom. But he said, but he has no wisdom. He's denying it. Just quick, very quick. When you go to some people today, tell him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered us to do such and such, or to do so and so. Okay? And he said, but brother, you know, since we are in the 20th century, we're facing the new war, 12,000, and since we are in America, since we live a new system, and now people reach the moon, and now they're going to reach the Mars. You know, we couldn't do this same thing today. The same thing what Muhammad saying 1,400 years ago. Same thing today? No. We couldn't say the woman not allowed, for example, this every time we hear that. For example, you say haram, it's not allowed in Islam that woman
can be a judge or can be a ruler. It's haram in Islam. People say, oh, you don't respect women. No, it's not this case. No, we respect women more than anybody else, alhamdulillah. But the Islam said no, prohibited. Some people say, oh, but this today, we should do that. We should have women in this position as a judge, as a ruler. We couldn't say to American women or American people, Western people, Eastern people, in Islam, women, her, like this sheikh, I don't know if I should call him sheikh or not, he said, my daughter graduates from law. She has a master in law. In the law. She called sheikh law? In the law. Okay, she's a lawyer. And he said, how come I can't tell my daughter, and she has a master in law, in the law, in the huquq, in qanun, how come I tell her, your witness when she go to be witness in the court, she couldn't, even her witness when she came as a witness, she didn't equal the like the guy who guards our building. Huh? The security guard. She's better than the security guard. But when they called the court, he said, by your law, by Islamic law, the man, he can be one man, and from him two women. He said, my daughter, she's graduated from college and such, how come, he said, she's not equal to this ignorant person? Wallahi, I'm listening to this, I'm wondering, is this a Muslim? But you know what? This man, when he walk in the street, when he enters to conference, when people look at his name, MashaAllah, look at him, it's very high. But when you just regard the name, just listen to what he's saying. That means, some people say, maybe he's making sense. No, no, brother, just wait a second, sister. He's not making sense at all. Because he's talking about what Allah said, and what Muhammad said. He has a doubt about his religion. That's very dangerous. You know that what means? That's what that means, that he don't believe that Allah has the wisdom. He don't believe in this name, that Allah has the most wisdom, complete wisdom. Because he think when Allah ordained or sent down this rule, it wasn't wisdom from him. When Allah said Islam is up to the day of judgment, his knowledge wasn't complete because he complained or he's saying that now the world has changed and we have to change the Islam a little bit so it could fit with the new world. That means he didn't understand the meaning of Allah that he is the most knowledgeable. Yeah. Because if you know that Allah has the most knowledge, he will know that his religion, when he said it's forever, it means forever. It means it's good forever. So denying Allah's names and attributes, it's not only in some matters, no. Look at Muslims' country today. Are they ruling their people by Islamic law? No. Are they believe that Allah is the judgment, is the king, is the ruler? No. In fact, they deny this name. They deny the meaning of the law, that he is the ruler. In fact, he's not the ruler. United Nations is the ruler. That's what they believe. They believe the United Nations is the ruler, is the judge, the one you seek rule from. Or between practice, USA. Because same thing, United Nations. USA. So, you will see how people denying the law's name or people seeking rules from French law, British law, Russian law, whatever, Indian law, whatever it is. He denies the meaning of that Allah is the ruler. He is the king. When somebody worship other with Allah. fact other than worship of Allah. That means he didn't believe that Allah is ilah, the one who has the right to worship, because he worships other than him. And a lot of examples. So one of the rules that we shouldn't have any kind of ilhad in Allah's name, and you see how many kinds of ilhad people have. And also scholars said one of the ilhad is that you take names from Allah's name, give it to others. Like the kuffar used to worship idol, because Allah, and it comes from Allah. And they worship idol, they call it Al-Uzza, came from Al-Aziz. By the way, long time ago, but you know, nobody knew about it anyway. Nobody remembered, so alhamdulillah. Once, one of also famous authors, he sent letter to Saddam Hussein. He said, Saddam, you have a 99 name. The most wonderful 99 names can ever have in any creation. Whoever knows this name and believes in it, he will be one of your true follower for you, or true lover for you. He's making similar to the hadith. He starts to give him the name. And this is one of the ilhad in Asma'illah. Anyway, one of the rules in Allah, let's go to the attributes. And the first two I would like to say in Allah's attributes, any attribute, anything in this dunya, anything in this world. Anything has been exist. It has two things. Meaning, okay? And kayfiyya, which is how it looks like. Okay. Right. I will tell you. I have here in my hand, just give an example, you understand. I have here in my hand, I'm holding a watch. When I say the watch, what you understood? Watch. Did you understand that I'm holding umbrella? Huh? Anybody, just tell me please, anybody understood that? That I'm holding umbrella? Huh? Anybody said that I'm holding pin? Anybody think I'm holding a bug? Huh? No, it's a watch. Okay, how it looks like? You didn't know? So, that's good. Please just remember that. I want everybody to remember this. Just write down this point. He knew it's a watch, but he didn't know how it looks like. So, they are not connected together. You might know it, but you didn't know how it looks like. You didn't know it's black, brown, cheap quality, good quality. It's good quality, you know. But it's, you didn't know how it looks like. It's a metal or leather, you didn't know. But now you know, since you're here, you see. Okay, so any attribute has two things, meaning and how it looks like, description. Okay? This is the same thing in everything in this, everything has been exist. Allah's attribute is the same. Each attribute has meaning and description, how it looks like. We know the meaning, but we don't know how it looks like. How simple is that? It's difficult. So when I told you, Allah has love, He loves. You know, love doesn't mean hand. Huh? You know what love is. But it means love, which is the feeling I have it in my heart, exactly the same. We don't know how it looks like, but we know it's love. When I called Allah, called that He has hands. Some people, Tariq said hands, it means like my hands. No, why is that? He has hands, but how it looks like, we don't know. Exactly like I said, there is a watch, but you don't know what his watch is this. You don't know how it looks like. It's very easy. People get confused between the meaning and how it looks like. The meaning is general. But how it looks like is something specific. The meaning is something in your mind, but how it looks like is something exists. So when it's in your mind, it's a meaning. When it exists, it's how it looks like. You know red? Red, what's red? A person is named red. No, it's color. The color red, okay? Green, okay? Huh? Do you ever, in your college, you have a red roommate? Your roommate was red? Or when you, in the morning, you stop sign, you found a green walking the streets. Assalamu alaikum. Do you have ever seen the color green walking in the street? Huh? Some people say, what's this sheikh is talking about? Answer me. Do you have ever seen a green in the street? A green, color green, has a shape and walking in the street? The green is only in yours? Huh? With me or not? In your mind, green is a color, only in your mind. It exists outside as a color of shirt, a color of scalp, a color of eye, a color of hair. Yeah, some people venting the hair. Okay? A color of your bin, you know, it exists outside as a shape. So the meaning is something in your mind. It's a general meaning. Why is that? Because without this general meaning, you couldn't understand. I have another Haram Farush in my hand. What's this Haram Kafush? What's Haram Kafush? What is in my hand? I told you, the name of this is Haram Kafush. It doesn't mean anything, that's right? Do you understand what Haram Kafush is? Do you have a shape for it? No meaning, no shape. You don't have no description, no meaning. So it's something not exist. It's not exist. Because there is no meaning, no shape, no prescription, no how it looks like. Because the meaning, we understand what we are talking about. If all my thoughts is like this, Haram Kavush, Haram Kavush, in the sense of nothing. If I told you, Allah's attribute and name is all this kind of weird words. You will know your Lord. When the Prophet ﷺ get out, he was, the Sahaba were praying and they raising their voice and saying, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Who, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim? Right. They're raising their voice. I think we need to. هذا أول واحد سفرنا لكم. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, leave the chair alone. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told the Sahaba when they were raising their hand, voices when they screaming in dua, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you don't need to scream. Be quiet. أرضوا على أنفسكم إنكم لا تدعون أصما ولا غائبا. You are not calling somebody who couldn't hear you or he's not watching you. No, he is listening to you. إنما تدعون سميعا بصيرا. He's listening and he is watching you. When he said he's listening and he's watching you, they understood that he's listening and watching.
But if he said he is Hurunkush and Farunkush, what he gets? There's nothing. I'm making as a symbol of that because you have to know hundreds of thousands of people, they couldn't understand the symbol issue. And he said, we didn't know what Allah's names and attributes mean. He said, well, even me, we don't know what it means. Hand, it might be mean faith. It might be mercy. It might be love. It might be hate, anger. We don't know. He said, don't talk about Allah's names and meaning of the name. What they call al-mufawwidah. And there's a lot of them today. And same time, same thing, even if this is clear, I'm going to tell you something. In my masjid, sorry, it's not my masjid, the masjid I'm praying in, we have their member. You know member? Member. Everybody know the member? Member. Where you deliver the khutbah. Where you stand up and deliver the khutbah. Nobody, when I said member, it means fountain. It's not fountain. It's a member. Place you stood up and give the khutbah. Right? It's clear? It's not. Member doesn't mean ice cream. It means member. Okay? Is that right? Not everybody agree with me. It's right. Symbol. Tell me. Yeah, Allah, tell me how it looks like the member there. But not enough, you know, because he's short. He's short. It's three steps. It's just wood or tazelt or dark or light. You don't know. You know the meaning, but you don't know how it looks like. Is that right? Okay. There's a member here. Huh? There's a member there. But our member is not the same. You know, there's a member in Mecca, that's right? The members in Sheikh, in Sinus Masjid. The Masjid Sheikh Abdul Maqsood. The Masjid Madrasa Islamiyah. In New York. Different members, but it's different shapes, right? So when we say member, it doesn't mean same shape. It's different. Okay? Do you have a knowledge? Everybody has knowledge, right? Okay, Bin Baz has knowledge. Rahimahullah. He has knowledge or not? Do you have, your knowledge is like his knowledge? Same? No. But Bin Baz has knowledge. Ibn Taymiyyah has knowledge. Right? Abu Hanifa has knowledge. Abu Hanifa is like Ibn Baz? No way, Abu Hanifa is more knowledgeable. Abu Hanifa has knowledge and Al-Hasan al-Basri has knowledge. But Hasan al-Basri is more knowledgeable. He's tabi. Hasan al-Basri has knowledge and Umar ibn al-Khattab has knowledge. Same? Huh? Same? No, Umar more. Abu Bakr more. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? More. That's right? So, they are joining the meaning, which is knowledge. But they are not same knowledge. Different. See? Different. The highest station of knowledge is for Allah. Since he has knowledge, it doesn't mean his knowledge is similar to our knowledge. And the meaning is the same with knowledge. But how it looks like, we don't know. Just tell you the symbol that Allah knows what's happened, what is going to happen, and what doesn't happen, if it happened, how it will be. It's hard. He knows what's happened in the past, what is going to happen in the future, what the thing it doesn't happen, something it doesn't happen. If it happens, how it will be looks like. For example, you are going to choose between two women, and you choose the woman inside today. Okay? You choose her. Allah knows if you choose the other one, how is your life it will be. You know the proof? The proof in the Quran. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. The kuffar tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, telling him, oh, our Lord, return us back to the dunya. Allah said, if you return back to the dunya today, you will go back to the same thing you used to do. He know what? They didn't return back, but he know if it happens, how it will be.
So his knowledge is different. Complete knowledge. So, it doesn't mean we're saying that Allah has knowledge and we have knowledge. It means they are same knowledge. It's different. Right? I know everybody agrees with that. If somebody told him, read in the Quran. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَرَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ Allah is telling you, please, why didn't make sujood for Adam, the one I made him by my hand? You look in some translation, even if it's more popular here in Houston, in my power. Allah said in my hand, you're saying in your power, why you change it? He said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ If we said Allah's hand, that means He has hands like us. He became like a human being. And Allah is not a human being. I said, okay, that's great. Jazakallah khair. Can I ask a question? He said, yes. He said, I understood from the word hand similar to my hand. Just imagine he was sitting here just from about 10 minutes ago, and we asked him the same questions about the member. And when he said there is a member, when I said member, it doesn't mean one shape, different shape. Member. Why you had a specific, now when I said hand, it means this hand, could be the hands of baby, woman, man, animal, hand of the dog's hand. Different hands. Why are you making only one hand? It's your hand. It's different. Just different. We ask him, Allah has a life? Well, he's dead. If he said he is not alive, he's kafir. Agree. If he said Allah exists or not exists, what you will say? If he said he does not exist, okay. Just learn this because to know how to deal with those people. Tell him, are you exist? If he said no, I'm not. He's crazy. He said, okay, save the conversation. You don't need to talk to him. If he said yeah, I don't exist. He said, are you alive or dead? See what he will say? SubhanAllah, you are alive and exist, and Allah alive and exist. Audhu billah, that means His life and existence is like your life and exist. He said, no, don't say that. Allah has a special life and a special existence. It's for Him, it's the perfect life, the perfect existence. SubhanAllah, why He didn't say He has a perfect hand, a special hand for Him, it's not like your hand? What's the difference? Why you make difference? Why are you dealing with this as this different? Do you have the proof from the Prophet ﷺ telling you have to change the world? And look at this problem, big problem. When he said, Allah said to Iblis, Ya Iblis, why you didn't make sujood to Allah so that Adam, I made him by my hand? If he changed the world because Allah has his best speech, but look our weak speech, like some translations or some mufassirin, it would say Allah's power. If it's the word like this, that means you are made by Allah's hand. If it's the meaning hand, the power doesn't mean hand. That means every creation made by Allah's hand, and that's not true. Because all of our made by our Allah's power or not. So if the hands mean power, that means we can call every creation that all he was made by Allah's power, by Allah's hands. And it's not true. We're not allowed to say any creation is made by Allah's hands except Adam alayhi salam. Because they did judgment, the people will go to Adam saying him, you are the one who Allah creates you by his hands. You are special. If the hands it mean power, there is nothing special with Adam. Right? If the meaning of hand is power, that means Iblis, he will reply directly to Allah, and he says, oh, even me, I was made by your power. But because it doesn't mean that Iblis, he knows both of this as some people. And look at the word in Allah, in Quran, biyaday, two hands. Allah has two powers? What's this? Even they couldn't understand, didn't make it right. So, this is a very important rule, brother
and sisters, which is, we have to memorize this. When we say any of Allah's names and attributes, you shouldn't believe in it without. Without belief, it's similar to any creation has been created in this earth, in this world, which is tamthil. It's not similar to any that this description, or it doesn't look like. It's not looks like any creation, it has been created in this world. And it's not similar, it's not looks like anything you can imagine in your mind. The ulama said, كُلُّ مَا خَطَرَ بِبَالِكَ فَاللَّهُ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. قال الأوزاعي رحمه الله, كل الأوزاعي هو من أين؟ ها؟ من بيروت. مولده في بيروت, هكذا في كتب التراجم, بيروتي. كل ما خطر بذلك فالله ليس كذلك. قال الإمام أحمد, كل ما خطر بذلك فالله أعلى من ذلك. Anything comes to your mind, you imagine how is your God, your Lord, Allah سبحانه وتعالى looks like, Allah is not like this. It's better. I give you an example. In the Jannah, there is a woman in Jannah, حور عين. Do you think the other looks like? No way. But they are not looks like the حور الطين. They are not looks like the woman in this earth. So, don't be like this man. He married to a woman, but he don't like her so much. But he like Annie. He said, "I'll keep patient on this." When he read that the woman she became his wife in the Jannah, he said, "Even in the Jannah, she's following me." I told him, "She will be different totally. Even the sister woman, she should know that her husband Jannah will be different too." Anyway, there is a hur'een in Jannah, but they are not looks like the woman in this earth. There is a water, there is a khamr, there is asal, honey, there is laban, milk, there is khamr, there is rumman, zaytun. But it's only, كما قال ابن عباس, ما في الآخرة مما في الدنيا إلا الأسماء. It's only mean, the meaning, to understand the meaning. That's it. Nothing more than that. But how it looks like, how it tastes, how it touches, how it looks like, no, how it smells, different. So, if this is in two creations, in Jannah and the earth, how about the Creator? They're different. How come people comparing between Allah, the Creator, and the creation? So the first thing we should know, that when we're talking about Allah's names and attributes, it doesn't look like the creation's attributes or names. Not looks like it. The attributes doesn't look like the creation's attributes. It's not only that, but it doesn't look like the thing you can imagine too. Some people in all the time ago, long time ago, the Shia Rawatib, when they start their madhab, very early, in Islamic history, there's two guys whose name, Hisham ibn al-Hakam, al-Hishamay. Hisham ibn al-Hakam, wa Hisham ibn Salim al-Jawaliqi. Two guys. They are the first two persons in the Muslim history came with saying Allah's attributes similar to his creation, to the human being. And the scholars said they are kuffar, and they said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. No, similar to him. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّةً, يعني ليس له مسامي, ليس له من يسامي, من يوازي. And also you can reject anyone saying that Allah's attributes looks like the human being attributes by Quran and by
even whoever has a mind, a correct mind, he can reject it by saying, there is a rule. I'm sorry, maybe I give you a hard time today. Lots of rules. There is a rule. If you want to know about anything, anything, there's only three ways to know about it. There's only how many ways? Anyone. He will bring fourth way, I will give him $10. There's no way. It's only three. If you want to know about anything in this world, there's three ways. The first way is to see. Second way to see something similar to it. Okay? This is similar to the watch I have it in my house. So you know what the watch in my house looks like. Hello? The third way is somebody tell you about a trust person. Khabar rajul fa'il. Trust person tell you about this thing, how it looks like. There's any other way to know about? Huh? No, save the time. No. No, it's not. It's, you couldn't say, I know about it. It's just a dream. Just guess, not knowledge, not any. So, it's a three. No, you have to see it to know about it, to know how it looks like. To know to see it by your seeing. It's in front of you. So, I know the not. And also to look something similar to it, or somebody, trust person, describe it to it. Then, if somebody said, oh, your car is like this and this, he starts to describe my car. His description is right or wrong. You'll ask him, did you see his car? He said, no. Did you know which mark it is, which make and the year? He said, no. You ask him, did somebody tell you how his car looks like? He said, no. He said, you're not allowed just to talk about this car. Fahala, is that right? Make sense? Right. Anybody see, if there is any, when those people like those groups say Allah's attributes looks such and such, looks like this and that. We ask him, did you see Allah? He will say, no. Is anything similar to Allah? No. Did you have a proof that the Prophet or Allah tell you how his name's attributes looks like? Huh? No. So what you're saying about Allah is wrong. Ah. We know that one of Allah's names, that his name is Al-Malik. How we know that? Because we read this in the Quran, we read it in the Sunnah. This is very important rule. The second, last one I will end my lecture with is that we are not allowed, when you talk about Allah's names, attributes, when you say that His name is that, or His attributes is this, we shouldn't believe, as He said, that it's something looks, we don't say it looks like any one, any other creation, or even not like something you can imagine. Okay. When we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has no attributes looks like that. Creation, it doesn't mean we are deny the general meaning. Like we said, Allah has knowledge and we have knowledge. He has life and we have life. It doesn't mean that because He has life and we have life, it means our life similar to His life, or subhanahu wa ta'ala has face, has eyes, He looked to His people, subhanahu wa ta'ala has hands, made Adam and wrote the Torah by His hand. Doesn't mean somebody came and said, oh, that means Allah's hand or face is like our hands or face. This is haram. Or another ignorant person come and said, no, He has no mercy, He has no hand, He has no face, because if I said that, that means He looks like us. We said, no. It's exactly like what we're saying. He has life, He exists, He subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge, and we do have the same thing, but it's not similar. There's a big difference. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah said, nothing looks like Him. And He is Sami' al-Basir, He's looking, he's listening, but his look, his listening is not like our way in looking and listening.